Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Kuf Nun Gimel in Masechet Shabbos. We will be wrapping up the Agadita about Ketira, Yetzias Neshama, and Hesped, and then begin Perek Misha Hichshich, which has some quite important rules about someone who is stuck on Erev Shabbos and has a valuable wallet. Says the Gemara on the top line, Kuf Nun Gimel Menaf, I'm Rav Yehuda Brei de Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Mishmei de Rav, Nehespedo Shaladam Nikar, Im Ben Oem Habahu Im Lav. From the hesped that is set on an individual, you'll be able to tell if the individual, the niftar, is a Ben Oem Habahu or not. Ask the Gemara, Amy, Va'omer Le Rav, the Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Rav said to Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Ochim Behespedo, the Hasam Koimna, be warm in your hesped for me, because I'm going to be there, and I'm going to hear your words. This is consistent with what we said on Kuf Nun Beis Amid Beis, and that is that up until a person is buried, according to Rebbe Avo, five lines from the top of Kuf Nun Beis Amid Beis, that a person hears and knows what is going on around them. So, Achim, be very warm. What do we see? We see without the request, you wouldn't necessarily have made out whether he was a Ben Olam Abba, whether Rav was a Ben Olam Abba or not. Says the Gemara, Lo Kasha, what was the Kavana of Rav? Ha demichum le va'achim. That even if the hesped shows that he's a Ben Olam Abba, doesn't necessarily mean that the people are going to cry. And Rav was telling them to cause them to cry. However, you'll be able to tell from the content, but the warmth of the hesped won't come across. I'm going to Abaye the Rabbah, Kigon Mar. What's going to be with you, says Abaye to Rabbah. Very fascinating. That Rabbah was someone who gave Mussar to the people in Pumpadisa, the son who lay kulumi Pumpadisa, that everybody hates you. Man ochem espedi, who's going to give a warm hesped that's going to cause people to cry? Amalei misise at viraba barav chanan. It's enough if you and Rab barav chanan do the hesped, even though everybody else doesn't like me because of my mussar. He doesn't regret it, says Rabba, but you will provide that important hesped. Bo minei Rabbi Lozer me Rav. Rabbi Eliezer asks of Rav, Ezel ben Olam Haba, who is considered a ben Olam Haba. So he quoted a pasuk Yeshayo, Va'azvecha tishmana dover lach me'acharecha, le'mar zeh aderech l'chubo kisaminu v'chisasminu. Your ears will hear about somebody, that you shall follow his ways, and don't deviate to the right or to the left. That when you hear at the hesped and you're inspired to follow on his ways and not to deviate, that's a ben olam habarim. Chanina amar kol shadas rabbeinu noche menu. Anybody who the rabbonim or rabbosav, some say his rabbeim, are happy with. The pasuk in Koheles concludes in regards to a person who passes away. V'savavu bashuk basoftim, and people go around in the marketplace and are maspidim. B'nei Galila Amri, on that pasuk, the people of the Galil used to say, Asei dvarim lefnei mitascha, do things that people will say, speak about in front of your deathbed. B'nei Yehuda Amri, Asei dvarim l'acha mitascha, do things that people will talk about behind your deathbed. V'lo pligi, and they're really not arguing, it's just a question where the maspid would stand. Marki asre, umarki asre. In Galil, he would stand in front, and in Yehuda, he would stand behind. From here we would see that there's nothing wrong for a person to make a cheshbon, what are people going to say at my levaya? And that should be a motivating factor for a person's actions in this world. Tanan Asim, we learned over there in the Mishnah in Avos, Rabbi Eliezer, Meshuv Yom Echad Lefnei Mitascha, that you should do tshuva a day before you die. Sholta Mindos Rabbi Eliezer, they asked Rabbi Eliezer, V'chi Adam Yodei Ezek Yom Yomus, does the person know which day he's going to die? Amalei V'kol Shikain Yashiva Yom, certainly you should do tshuva that day, Shema Yomus L'macha, lest he die the next day, V'nimtza Kol Yomav B'tshuva. And that way a person will be zocha, that every single one of his days will be B'tshuva. Va'av Shlomo Amar B'chachmasa. And this is what Shlomo said in his wisdom. B'chol Eis Yu B'gadecha levanim, v'shemen al roshcha al yechsar. In all your days, your clothing should be white and not miss any oil on your head. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Mashal Melech. It refers to a king, Shiyazmin es avada lesuda, he invites his servants to a meal, v'lo kovalem zman. And he doesn't tell them what time to come. Pichon Sheben, the smart ones amongst them, Kishtu es atzman, they get themselves ready immediately, they dress up nice, v'yoshua pesach besamech, and they sit at the entrance of the king's palace. Amr, they say, Kulam chasla beis ha-melech. Is there anything missing for the king that the king could get a meal together very, very quickly? Tipshin, the fools. Shebehen, holchil malachta. They go to work. They take their jolly time. Amr, klum yesuda below tareach. It takes time to get it together. Bipitom, and immediately, Pikesh ha-melech ha-savodov. The melech asks for them. Sometimes the melech asks for the neshama to come up quicker than expected. Pichin, those who are smart, Shabbat Nichnasul Fanov, they got themselves ready, Kishem and Shukatim. They come in all dressed up, Atifshin, Nifsul Fanov, Kishem Uchach, and they're still dirty. Samach HaMelech Kras Pichin, Vikas Kras Tipshim, he's happy with the smart ones, and he's angry at the foolish ones. Omar, he says, Halalu Shekishtu Esatzman Lesuda, those who got themselves ready for the meal, Yashvu V'yochel Yishtu, they can sit and drink and enjoy. Halalu Shekishtu Esatzman Lesuda, Yamdu V'yiru, they'll have to stand and watch. Rashi explains that in Olam Haba, the Tzadikim are Yoshim v'Ochlim. Obviously, Ochlim here is a spiritual Ochlim, and the Rishayim only watch. Chasana Yishar Rabbi Meir, Mishim Rabbi Meir Amma, the son-in-law of Meir said the name Rameir, Afhei Mirin, Kimishim Shamshin. They also look like they are being served. Ela, but they're not. Elu v'Elu Yoshim, they're both sitting. Alolu Ochlim v'Alolu Re'evim. But the Rishayim are hungry. Halolu Shosin Tzadikim are drinking v'Alolu Tzmeim, and the Rishayim are thirsty. Shnemer Komar Hashem, this is what Hashem says, the Pasuk in Yishayahu says, Hinei avda yochlu v'atem terevu. My servants will eat and the Rishon will be hungry. Hinei avda yishtu v'atem titzmo. Hinei avda yironu mituv lev. They'll be happy v'atem titzaku mikav lev. And you'll cry out in pain. Period. And that Pasuk is referring to the difference between Rishon and Tzadikim. Dover acher. Another explanation to the Pasuk in Koheles that we had mentioned earlier. B'chol eis yiv b'gadecha levon v'shem al roshcha al yechsar. What does that mean? B'chol Begadim lefanecha elu tzitzis refers to tzitzis, v'shemen al rosh chal yechzar, and the shemen on our heads, the beautiful adornment on our heads, elu tefillin are the tefillin. Baruch Hashem v'zecha to complete perek hashol, perek shoel, hadron alach shoel, be'ezra Hashem, we should return back and know this perek even better. The Mishnah begins perek misha ichshich, the 24th, the last perek in Maseches Shabbos. Min shichshich baderech. We talk about someone, the last Mishnah concludes, someone that's getting very close to Shabbos. Notice that Maseches Shabbos goes through from the earlier parts of Friday afternoon till right before Shabbos. The last Mishnah's deal over here with the moments before Shabbos. So it's getting late and someone's stuck on the way. Nosin kisol nachri. He gives his wallet to a Gentile. But if there is no Gentile, then he'll put on a donkey. The Gemara will explain that's quite clear from our Mishnah. It'll be preferable for him to give it to a Gentile. And then, and only then, to put it on a donkey. Of course, we need to ask, why did Chazal permit to give to a Gentile? After all, giving to a Gentile, Lechura, is prohibited. The Gemara will explain all these things. Once it's been put on the donkey or the Gentile, if the donkey or Gentile comes into the outer courtyard where you're allowed to carry, you're allowed to take off the kelim that could be moved on Shabbos, and those that can't be moved, you're allowed to untie the strings, and the objects will fall down by themselves. The Gemara in tomorrow's daf will explain if you're allowed to cushion the fall of those objects. Asks the Gemara, what heter is it to give it to a guy? It's still asur to give something to a guy to do malach on Shabbos to carry in the Rishus HaRabbim. Rashi over here explains that the premise of the Gemara's question is that to give a guy makes the guy your shliach. It's considered as if he's your shliach. That's how Rashi here explains it. Rashi in Avodah Zarah says the Isser instructing a Gentile is the Isser of Daber Dover, talking about Malacha. In Halacha from the Daily Daf, we will discuss the implications of Rashi's explanation here. Rashi's in Avodah Zarah, both giving the background and the Halacha. Back into the Gemara, my time is Shari Le Rabbanan, Le Mesiv Kisa Le Nachri. Why are you allowed to do it? Answers the Gemara, Kimlu Le Rabbanan, De'ein Adam Meimid Atzma Al Mimono, that a person will not be able to hold back if he has so much money, he might come to carry. Yiloshar Slay, if you're not going to permit him to violate the Dindar Rabbanan, Asi Lasuya Dalat Amis Purshus Ramnan, Chazal were okay the Dindar Rabbanan to protect the Dindar Raisa. Amar Rava, Rava commented, Dafka Kisoy, Dafka when it comes to a wild Avomitsia, Lo. But if it comes to a lost object, in such a case, you can't give it to him. Pshita kiso tanan. It says our Mishnah kiso, mashma not a metzia. Answers the Gemara, the same who had not feel a metzia, that even a metzia we would have thought would be acceptable. Vahayde ktani, kiso orcha de milsa ktani. Maybe it's only the derech, that the derech would be, for most people, to be carrying the wild, but a metzia would also be acceptable. Kamashman, the chidush is that no, it's not acceptable. Lo amaran, el delo asi liyade. We only said this when it didn't come to his hand. But if the metzia was already came to his hand and he was koneh, then it's no different than his wallet. Kikisei dami, it's considered like his wallet. Period. Ikudamri, others say, boy, Rafa, metzia haba liyadu mahu. If he adds a metzia that came to his hand, what's his halacha? Kimdas liyade ki kisa dami. Do we say it's considered like his wallet? Eldimel kimdal tarach ba lav kikisa dami. And therefore, we're not afraid that he's going to come to carry a dalet amas pershus harabim. Teku tishbi yitarets kushios ba'abayas. The Mishnah said, eini mo nachri, that if there is no nachri with him, he should put it on a horse. Says the Gemara, time of the eini mo nachri, hayeshi mo nachri, l'nachri yoivle. He should give it to a Gentile. Gentile would be the first choice. My time, what's the reason? Gemara spells out, chamor ata mitzuva al shvisasa. A chamor, you're commanded to make sure that your horse does not rest. The Torah Kedoshah says, "Losasa chamlacha, atavincha vitecha, avachamascha, uvemtecha," and also your animal, and the chamor as well is included. So you're mechuyev to make sure that your animal is not doing any malacha for you on Shabbos. Hence, the goy would come first. Nachri iata mitzuva al shvisasa. Period. Now the Gemara asks, what happens if you have a choice? You have chamor vecherishot vekatan. You don't have a guy, but you have a donkey versus a cherish of a katan. These are three people that don't have das. A cherish is a deaf mute. A shot to the Gemara Chagiga daf Beis Amud Beis says is someone who does crazy things. For example, the Gemara lists five things: ma'abe mashinosan, he destroys what's given to him; love and base hakvaras, the katan as well as a katan. So what should you do if you have these four possibilities? A chamar manachle, he should put it on the chamar. The chereshot v'katan lo yavle, he shouldn't give it to these three. Maitai mahani adam haylav adam. So always an adam would be the less desirable, and it should be put on a chamar. What happens if you don't have a chamar? You don't have a goy, you don't have a chamar, but rather cheresh v'shota. So then in such a case, you should give it to a shota, Rashi explains, because a shota doesn't have any das at all. Shota v'katan, if he only has a shota and a katan to choose between, the shota, give it to a shota, doesn't have any das. Boilu, what happens if you only have a cheresh v'katan? Cheresh v'katan, mai. Aliba de Rebbe Eliezer, ti boilach. According to Rebbe Eliezer, it's not shad. The sanya, what's the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer? Rebbe Yitzchak Amar Shimon Rebbe Eliezer, that it could very well be that a cheresh might be a bar mitzvah, he's a suffix. And he holds, trumas cheresh, lo teitze lechulin, b'nei shu suffix. It's not good if he does it, because it's a suffix. Now, then we look at the cheresh as being a suffix. Katan is not a suffix, definitely the katan would come first. But kiti baylach, the question would exist, aliva de rabbanan, desnan. The first mission in truma says, chamisha lo yitruma, there are five people that shouldn't do truma. Vimtarmo ain't truma, san truma. What are there five? Elu ain't cherishot vekatan. Those are three. Vatar meshena shalot, to take off truma that's not yours. Vinachri shatar meshal yisrael fil bershuso, a Gentile can never take off truma, even if the Jew gives him permission. Ain't truma, so truma. So the Rabbanan are of the opinion that the truma is 100% not valid when it comes to a cheresh. He's not considered a bar das at all. So now the Gemara question fleshes out the question. Mai, lecheresh yavlei, the katan also the chal das. Maybe you should give it to a cheresh because he's higher than a katan, because a katan will eventually become a bar das. A cheresh will never. Or do we say give it to a cheresh because we will confuse the cheresh with a gadol who is a bardas? Somebody who's seeing it will not know the difference between this cheresh and a healthy person. He doesn't see that he has a hearing aid necessarily. He doesn't see the hearing aid doesn't work. And he doesn't see that he's a cheresh at all. So then you might think that a gadol could carry the wallet as well. So maybe it's better to give it to a katan. Ikadami, others said, l'cheresh yavlai, that you should give it to a cheresh. Ikadami, the katan yavlai. And some say that you should give it to a katan. It's an open question in the Gemara. The Gemara continues, 8 lines from the top of Kufnun Gimon. Beis ein sham lo nachri, v'lo chamar, v'lo cheresh, v'lo shatam, v'lo katan, mai. What happens if you don't have all of the above possibilities? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak taught us there's a secret. Oda the cheresh, there was another suggestion, and the Chachamim did not want to reveal the secret of that last suggestion. What was that last suggestion? And that was, Molicha, my Oda Cheres, Hosa, Molicha, Pachos, Pachos, Midalit Amis, to have the individual carry it less than 4 Amis. We learned in the first parak that the halacha is that the only time you chayv for Mavir Dalit Amis is if you carry, you pick up the object and walk with it 4 amos and then put it down. What happens if you stop every 4 amos and you put the object down? According to Ben Azza, you don't even have to put the object down, you just stop. So then in such a case, you'll never be chayiv. So that really was a suggestion to go pachos, pachos, midalat amos. Why was it that Chacham didn't want to reveal it? It's a great suggestion. It's mutter. Says the Gemara, Amayla ratzal chom legalosa, mishum kvod elokim hester davar, kvod malachim, Chakor davar. The honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sometimes to cover up things. What does it mean? V'hachamai kavar l'me'ika. Dilma also esu'i dalet amos b'shus harabim. If we're going to reveal it, some people will come to carry 4 amos in the b'shus harabim, and we don't want that to happen. Now, so therefore they covered it up, and they weren't megalit. Was this gzera a good gzera or not? Tanya, we learned in Brice. Rabbi Lezer, bo bayom. On that day, now Bo Bayom is a reference to the Mishnah on Yugimel Amud Beis that says that at the day, the way most Mefarshim learned that Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah was instituted as the Rosh Yeshiva in place of Rabbi Gamliel, they were Gozer 18 Gzeros that we know are the 18 Gzeros that were in the attic of Hananiah ben Chizkiah. So then, Godshu saw, according to Rabbi Lazar, they added and they protected the saw, the measurement of Torah, by adding this gzera as well. This gzera is mentioned on Yudzayin Amud Beis, not to carry pachos pachos dalet amos. Rabbi Shua Omer Bobayom Machku saw, and that day they had erased the saw, that it was a negative thing that they had added that gzera. The assumption being that people wouldn't be able to keep at it, this gezeira, and ultimately they would diminish how many people were correctly keeping the halacha. The Gemara now continues the two mishalim. Tanya mashal de Rabbi Eliezer ma davadome. Rabbi Eliezer's approach is akin to the kupa mleik shuin vidiluim, a box that's full of cucumbers and gourds. Adam nosla socha chardel, if he adds mustard, vimachzekis, then it just helps that food, and the food helps it, that the mustard seed lodges between the cucumbers, and everybody is happy. Moshe Rabbi Shua thought that it was a negative thing that they assert pachos pachos. There's a basin that is full of honey. If he adds pomegranates and nuts, so then ultimately it just makes the dvash bad, and nothing positive emerged from it. So there's a machlokas of whether that gezera was a positive thing or a negative thing. The Gemara now fleshes out some important halachos within Mechamer. Omer Mar, eini monachri minichan es hachamor, al hachamor. If there isn't the Gentile, then he puts it on the animal. Asks the Gemara, v'alo mechamer, how can you do it? It's mechamer, rachman amar lo sasa chom halacha, and it's an isa daraisa to have one's behema doing malacha. Amar avad barava minicha le kishime leches. You're right. Really, you can't stam place it on the donkey, even though our Mishnah said place it on the donkey. You got to know this application of avad barava, and that is you place it on the donkey when the donkey is moving. Says, and what's the reason for that? Then the donkey never did in Akira, and it's only in Isur Drabban. If you put on the donkey when the donkey is stationary, so then in such a case, when the donkey starts to move, then it did not kira. When it stops, it did not nacha. That's the Isur Doraisa of Mechamer. However, if the donkey is moving, it'll only be an Isur Drabbanan. Asking Marva, Yeshadol Kaimel Hashtim Maim Lahatil Glolim. It's not possible that the donkey doesn't stop to urinate or to defecate. So then in such a case, then ultimately the donkey will have done an akira anacha, the ikar akira anacha. Answers the Gemara, kishi maleches minichola, kishi omedes notel imenu. It has to be that he's putting and taking it on while the donkey is moving. In other words, when the donkey is moving, he plays on. When he sees that he's going to stop, he takes it off. Ask the Gemara, yachi afilu chaver nami. If that's so, not only when the donkey is doing it, even his friend as well. When his friend is walking, he could also put on him, because it's only nisid rabbanan. Amar a papa said, kol shebegufa chayiv chatas. If the individual himself would do it, then it's an isr chatas. Then we have a rule, bechavero pater av aser. On his friend, it'll still be an aser, an isr rabbanan. Kol shechavero pater av aser, bechamoro mutar lechatchila. If it's going to be an Isur Durabana on his friend, then for Mechamer it's going to be Mutter. Hence, what's an Isur Durabana on his friend, we advocate on Misha Hichshich to put it on the donkey. The Gemara now continues in the first wide line. Amar Avad Barava, Hoysa Chavilasa Menechas Lo Akseifo. If a person has a bundle on his shoulders, Rotz Tachta, he's allowed to run with it on Shabbos in the Rishus Arab, Achimegila Beiso. Because he will never do an Akira Nachadavka Rots, but specifically if he runs, Avol Keli Keli Lo. But he can't, go slowly. What's the reason? My timer? The reason he can't go slowly, keeping the Lesle Hekera, since it's not, there's nothing to remind him, and he's walking his regular way. Many people, when they walk, they stop. Asim Evid Akira Vanacha, he'll come to do an Akira and the Hanacha. So for that reason, if you run, then in such a case, then it would be permissible. So therefore, in such an instance, where a person is stuck and there's no one else around, the Eitzah is to be rats. Asks the Gemara, as Rav Adabarav had suggested, asks the Gemara, wait a second, but I've got a problem. Sof. Now he walks, he runs, and he doesn't stop until he reaches his house. That is, stop. And when he gets to his house, sof, kimat lebeisei. Now what happens when you get to your house? Think about it. You always stop before you go in. If you're going to walk straight and not going to stop, and not knock, not take out your key, or take out your key. In such a case, then you walk straight into the door. Usually, you have to stop. He's going to stop, and then he will do Akira Nachah. Then he will stop, do an Akira from the Rishus Haram in front of his door, go inside his house, go from the Rishus Haram into the Yishus Hayachid. So Gemara answers a dramatic answer, and that is the Zarik Le Kalachar Yad. Post can even bring this down, B'Shas HaTchak, and that is an individual who's carrying something and he's reaching the house and he can't walk and walk and walk the entire Shabbos, is he takes his hand, does a Larry Bird pass. He takes it behind his back. I'm just giving one example of a Shinoi. Takes it behind his back and he throws it into a window, throws it over a fence into the Rishus HaYachid, and that way it will only be in Isur Drabonon, and Rav Ada Bar Ava allowed that if the person was running. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes. I think we just set our record daf. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the daf from Kuf Nun Gimel. I didn't intend to go quickly, but I had done this daf already a few times with the Talmidim. Just goes to show you that once one begins to go do Chazara, it's a lot easier. And now we go to the Halacha from the Daily Daf. Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Rami Bar Chama. We leave it over there because that's the best place to pick up for tomorrow's Daf. Be'ezer Hashem, we go to a fascinating Halacha topic of Amira L'Nachri from Kuf Nun Gimel Amen Af. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Kuf Nun Gimel. Be'ezer Hashem Yisparech, the Halacha topic from Daf Kuf Nun Gimel is the halacha of instructing a Gentile to do malacha on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, and the implications of this halacha. In a celebrated tshuva from the Avnei Nezer, in the Shailos HaTshuvos Avnei Nezer, Or HaChaim Simin Mem Gimel, Sivkatan Vav, through Tess, and later on, the Sefer Archa Shabbos pointed out that this was the Yesod of the Avnei Nezer is already found in the Rav Yoh in Simin Shin Tzadi Aleph. The Avnei Nezer dealt with the fact that Rashi in our Gemara gives a different reason than Rashi in Avodah Zarah on Daf Tes Zayin for the prohibition of instructing a Gentile to do Malacha on Shabbos. Rashi on the first wide line, Kufnun Gimel Amud Aleph, says the reason why it's prohibited to instruct a Gentile to do Malacha on Shabbos is Varei Hu Shlucho Lisa Eno B'Shabbos, to which the Gemara is bothered by, how can you give the Gentile your wallet on late Friday afternoon to have him carry? And Rashi says that he's considered your shliach. Now the poskim discuss that in general we have a rule of ein shlichus la'akum, but they point out that the Gemara Bava Metzia says ein shlichus la'akum does not apply l'chumra. That l'chumra, the Torah considers it through the perspective of Chazal, it's an Iser D'Rabbanan, that the goy is your emissary and therefore it's prohibited on Shabbos. So some form of shlichus, as if you had sent for the malacha to be done. Rashi in Avodah Zarah Daf Tes Zayin says a different explanation, and is mimtzoch vatzecha v'daber dover, that the iser is to speak about doing malacha on Shabbos. In fact, the Rambam has a third explanation. The Rambam Perek Vav Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Aleph says that if you're going to instruct a goy, so then you yourself begin to disrespect the omek, the depth of Shabbos, and you yourself might come to do malacha. So three reasons from the Rishonim, and of course, here we have three reasons, two of them being the reason of the same person. Comes along the Avnei Nezer, and the Avnei Nezer gives us a fascinating and beautiful pshat, and it works out la'alacha. Most poskim accept this la'alacha as well, that the reason Rashi gives us two reasons is because Rashi is talking at two different times. If we're talking about a Jew instructing a Gentile on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos, then it can't be the Isser of Daber Dover. It's Erev Shabbos. And he doesn't say anything on Shabbos itself. However, there is the Isser of Shlichus. In contrast to when someone instructs on Shabbos, then you also have the Isser of Daber Dover. According to the Avnei Nezer and others, therefore on Shabbos there are two Isurim that would be involved, Daber Dover and Shlichus. The Avnei Nezer says the Nafgamina is going to be, what happens if you instruct on Shabbos for Matzoy Shabbos? Daber Dover, you'll be over. Shlichus, it would not qualify as Shlichus if the Goy does the actual Malacha on Shabbos, and on Matzoy Shabbos, and you instructed him to do it on Matzoy Shabbos. What I never realized is that the Avnei Nezer's pshat fits in beautifully. Let's go back to the daf itself with our daf Gemara. Our daf Gemara is talking about mi she'echshich baderech, someone who on Erev Shabbos is giving the goy his wallet and asking him to carry it. Rashi's words and the Avnei Nezer's diuk are 100% midduk dak. Beautiful. And that is that the reason why it's going to be usher is only because of shlichus. But daber dover, it won't. And that is why Rashi, in different places, will emphasize different things in regards to the isser of daber dover and shlichus for an akum. We always try to root the piskei halacha that start from the daf, and then in to the Shulchan Aruch. So let us just point out that it is mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Zayin, Siv Beis, to instruct a Gentile during the week to do malacha on Shabbos, which we said is our daf of Shlichus, as well as on Shabbos to do malacha on Matzai Shabbos, can be found in the Mishnah Brura, Simen Shin Zayin, Sifkat and Tes, where there, of course, he quotes the reason of Daber Dover. Everything works quite beautifully. Another fascinating nafgamina I saw quoted in the Sefer Minchas Ariel, which quotes from the Shailus Uchuvas Ber Yitzchak, that is, if I'm not mistaken, the great Posek Hador from the 19th century, Reb Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, in Simin Yud Dalit, that Reb Yitzchak Elchanan suggested that one of the complicated issues, Amir al-Nachri is a complicated sugya, which we have not done in Halacha from the Daily Daf, in terms of what you're allowed to instruct a Gentile and what you're not allowed to instruct a Gentile. We have discussed a little bit about deriving benefit from halacha done by a Gentile. That we did discuss, but all of the halachas are way beyond our scope. One of the big discussions is whether Amir al-Nachri at times could be mutter because it's a shvus
the makom mitzvah. In certain instances, it would be permissible to struck a Gentile. However, the Bar Yitzchak suggests that maybe we could even turn it into a shvus de shvus b'makom mitzvah. That the halacha is that if you're instructing a guy to do a malacha de rabbanim b'makom mitzvah, it will be permissible. Suggests the Bar Yitzchak, what would happen if you don't instruct one Gentile, but you instruct two? If you would instruct two Gentiles, so then in such a case, that would fall into the category of the sugya of zeh yachal v'zeh yachal, that we've discussed already in Perek Yitzias HaShabbos, and there it's only in Isser Derabbanan. So Be'er Yitzchak has a genius idea. In a case of where one has a shvus of Amir Lenachri, but you do not have an Isser Derabbanan, it's an Isser Deraisa, maybe you could have a shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah to instruct two Gentiles to do the malacha. The Be'er Yitzchak points out that that would work out well if we say that the Isser of Amir Anachri is the Shlichus component. If it's a Shlichus component, then it would be a Shvus to Shvus b'makom mitzvah. However, there is a reason to say no, that at the end of the day, the Bar Yitzchak argues that that really depends on the reason for the Isser. If we're going to say that the Isser of Amir Anachri is based on Daber Dovar, so then in such a case, if you're telling two people to do it, so then you're not instructing a full malacha d'araisa. You're only instructing a zeh yachol v'zeh yachol. If you're only instructing a zeh yachol v'zeh yachol, so then in such a case, it could very well be, it'll be permissible. However, when it comes to the concept of shlichus, the halacha is that if you instruct two people to kill somebody, and one of them does, in such a case, it's considered a ritzicha shleima. This, the Minchas Ariel, on Kuf Chof Aleph, an Os Tes, proves, and that it seems like a conclusive proof. And then in such a case, what would emerge is that the Daber Dovar would not apply, but the Shlichus, if one of the guys Goyim do it, so then in such a case, that would apply. Ultimately then, one could argue that if you have a case of where a person is instructing on Shabbos for something on Matzai Shabbos that is a tzorech, even if there is an Isser d'oraisa, since we argue that on Matzai Shabbos the Isser is only going to be, if the malacha is going to be done on Matzai Shabbos, an Isser of Daber Dover, it can't be Shlichus, so then in such a case there is no Daber Dover if he's instructing two Gentiles because it would be Zeyachol v'Zeyachol, it wouldn't be a Daber Dover on a level of Doraisa, and if it would be a Shvus to Shvus b'makom mitzvah, we have a reason to be Mekel. This Bezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Kuf Nun Gimel.